Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
What an exciting podcast we have for you today. What a treat for your ears.
First time ever. Today we're having the unionist. It's a funny word, isn't it?
Try and say that fast three
times. Yeah, unionist. I can't even say. What's his name?
Len McCluskey.
Yeah, he's joining us. I can't even say either of them.
Well, he's got a Scottish accent, so it's a bit hard to understand him anyway. But he's joining us. He's been very inspired by all the vegan protesters.
He certainly has. And I've got a spray coming up too on just Children's Day, just not returning your text messages. Never returning serve. Never. Until they want something.
Mm. Yeah, speaking of children too. Kids wrecking your appliances after a child, 3-year-old, locked her dad's iPhone till the year 2067.
Funny.
Also, plastic bags. Come on, get it together, Bridget.
Yeah, Bridget.
What's wrong, Bridget?
Do you think I can take them to the shopping centre? No.
No.
Who else is like me?
All right, big podcast. Please enjoy. It starts now.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Well, joining us this morning, Len is a unionist, and across the country early this week, well, we've been talking about it all week, the vegans rose up with their protests, and somebody who knows a lot about protests and industrial action is our show's favourite unionist, Len McCluskey.
Hello there, Bridget. Always a pleasure talking to you. I know you're a card-carrying Media, Entertainment and Art Alliance member, aren't you? And if the boss has started to put too much pressure on you, down tools all out. Because I tell you what, the country quakes in its boots when the entertainers go on strike. What are we going to do for fun?
Well, Len, as you said, you are our favourite unionist. But what about the vegan protests on Monday? Mm. What do you think about all those?
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do, Spider. We're actually going to join forces with the vegans. Now, I don't often truck with the vegans, pencil-necked one uni students that are a bit on the bugle. And I'll make this very clear. I love me meat. I love it. I love a pork roast champion with all the trimmings and, of course, the delicious crackling of the skin of the pig. Yeah. But I have no truck with legumes, pulses or beans for nourishing myself. My wife offered me a plate of that, I'd fling it back at her. Anyway. And who wants to be agitating and fill their trousers with that nonsense? Yeah. But I just like the way they protest, the vegans. Taking over intersections, chaining themselves to things, defying the police, standing on railway lines, what have you. You know, they know how to shut it down. And that's what we'll be doing on the Gold Coast.
Whoa.
If there's any old gym, we'll shut it down.
Oh, I see Don't what do you're doing. Is there any industrial action pending then?
There's always industrial action pending. The bosses, they're horrible. The whole capitalist enterprise exploiting the worker, taking food from the mouths of the working class, creating a divide between rich and poor. You've got to be vigilant. And I'll tell you what, we are ready to go out at any time, and I'll bring the Gold Coast to its knees. We'll shut it down.
Well, hang on. What do you do? What do you do at the end of a busy day of shutting it down? What do you do?
Well, after a busy day of shutting it down, I go home and I like to open it up. Open up the front door. Open up me pants. Open up a tin of beer. Open up a conversation and get on with it. What else would I do?
I don't know. I'm too serious.
I hope you're all card-carrying members of the union there, are you? Not anti-unionist bloody Tories.
No. There's a lot of cranes in the air on the Gold Coast.
That's right. And so long as there's cranes in the sky, there's people working, but we won't take any jip from the worker. I mean, I work from the office here in Sussex Street, Sydney. I can smell the dim sims down the street, and I've often striked for a dim sim allowance for our workers. It's the truth.
I'll strike for that.
I tell you what, I'm going to strike for a Peking duck allowance soon too. And a bloody bok choy allowance. Oh, we'll shut it down.
All right. Our favourite unionist, Len McCluskey. Thank you very much.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
No. I want to know. It's nearly a year in. Who else cannot get this very simple concept right of bringing your plastic bags with you to the shopping centres?
Me.
Hands up.
I've got a plastic bag in my bag. I got my backpack with a plastic bag in it.
Well, you got the Russian dolls of bags there.
No, I always you take your bags or you want to, but you always forget.
I'm telling you, I have them in the boot. I have material ones. I have ones for the cold stuff. I have hippie ones. I have ones made out of hemp. and at home. You know when you used to be able to, excuse me, with the old ones, fold them and tie them up and then they'd be all little and you could stash them? Mm. These are too big. So for me now, I'm taking over the spare room. I'm saving these guys, though, which is great, because we don't want them to
whales.
Choke on. Just hear that? He's just saying thank you. I'm a whale whisperer.
You don't run at 80%.
Hey, it's fine, but it means my house is so full of these plastic bags.
Oh, look, I love them. I reckon they're perfect. And it doesn't matter if it's Coles or Woolworths. I always pay the 15 cents and use, because they fit in my bin perfectly. They fit so much better than the other plastic bags.
That's not the idea of
But they do. They fit perfectly in my bin.
But that's expensive.
But it's perfect, though.
It's expensive.
Like, I'm talking
it'd be cheaper to buy a roll of rubbish
bags.
Yeah, I know that. But but then you're not going to undo the rubbish bags to carry your food out to the car, are you? So it works perfect for me. So it hasn't changed anything. I actually opened my golf bag the other day and I saw one of the old-style plastic bags that we could get, you know, a year or 2 years ago.
Whoa.
I was going to put it on eBay.
I would. It's a vintage item.
A vintage bag.
You put vintage on it. That's the guy.
No, they're perfect for me. But some people rip them off too. Some people only pay for one bag but take four or five.
Is it awkward? I've been in this situation where I've seen someone turn up with a Woolies bag at Coles and a Coles bag at Woolies.
I think they've turned a blind eye to that now. I don't think they care too much.
You take it next level though, Ben.
Oh, well, okay, I'm in the same boat as you where I never remember. Even if they're in the boot and I start walking from the car into the shop, that's already too far gone. I'll get another one.
You're pot committed.
And then, so, I don't know, I feel like I'll just sort of buy one and then not scan the rest of them.
What do you mean you feel like? Just admit it, you
okay,
do
okay, so
it.
You
well, I just used to pay for them.
Okay, so you steal
them. I've bought enough of them in my time.
So you steal them.
Well, I suppose.
You steal shopping bags.
You do.
It's illegal to do
only
that.
Only on principle.
Yeah.
Look. There's no principle there. That you've got to pay for them. So you don't pay for them at all?
No, I'll pay for the
Does
first
Does the buzzer
one.
Go off when you go through the little...
No.
Well, then what's the buzzer there for?
No, it doesn't do anything.
I don't know what that buzzer's for. I don't know. I seriously don't know. I just know that I'm not carrying... I need a bag. I'm not carrying stuff out of the shop, especially if it's feminine products and all kinds of stuff. You need bags, people.
Yeah. Well, you got bags. You got to pay for them. Well, you don't have to pay for them. It's illegal to pay for them now.
Well, yeah.
Can I just say I need to get rid of my bags? So 13, 27, 10. If anyone needs a placky bag, I've got about 500. Okay, it's a bonanza. You get a bag.
You get a bag. You get a bag.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, well, I'm using these children as an example, but I'm talking to all the children out there on behalf of the parents. And Summer, Nay, Caitlin and Boston, all my four, absolutely fall into this category.
What?
And I'm saying the children that refuse to text you back. I've got four children.
Don't.
No, but hang on. Bridge, you're going to be with me because they're on their phone every time, all the time. You see them, it's like a third arm to them. Where do you see them? Kids have got their phone right on them. It's next to them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If they're texting, if they're watching something, if they're posting something. But think they can return a simple text message when you text them?
Oh.
No.
Hey. Oh,
no possible way.
Unless they need to be picked up from somewhere
and
you're
not
late.
A pest. Exactly. And I'm not a pest. I sit there and I'm out and about and I just want to know, you know, where are you? What are you doing? You know, if they've gone to a festival, are you okay? No, that's Cherie texting. That's not me. I only text once or twice. Are they parties? They're okay. What do you get back? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Donuts, duck eggs. Yeah. As you say, and normally, you know, you'd sit there and go, you know, what do you want? They'll text when they want something.
Of course.
They want to be picked up.
Oh, if you're 2 minutes late from picking them up.
Oh, suddenly they need your Uber account. Whoop, yep, they'll text you. Or they want some money. Yep, they'll text you. And if you don't get back to them, what happens?
Oh,
the world stops.
It does.
The world absolutely stops. So last night, I thought, I'm going old school. I'll see what response I'm going to get. I'm going to follow the traits of my mum, Undies, and Queen Colleen, your mum, Bridge.
Oh.
Yep, I text every one of them. Summer, Nay, Caitlin, and also Boston.
Yes.
All at the same time.
Right.
I text them last night, hello, stranger.
Oh, that'll do it.
And guess what I got back?
What?
Nothing. From
we hate it.
Nothing.
We hate it when our mothers do that to us.
But, I know. But you always give in. You always get back. I got nothing from the four of them. So, kids, today, think about your parents because one day you're going to want something from them. Pretty much like tomorrow.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
You know that reaction you have? You know, as a parent, I'm not a parent yet, but I can only imagine.
Yes.
When you walk into a room.
What have you done? Oh.
Yep.
That's the territory we're getting into here. 13, 27, 10.
What are you thinking?
This story is ridiculous, right? This daddy gave his child an iPad, as you do, just to kind of chill him out for a bit. The child locks the thing. It just presses everything a million times and locks the iPad. Okay, that happens. But it locked the iPad and it says, your iPad is disabled. Try again in 25,536,442 minutes. It's been locked until the year 2067.
Oh.
Well done, three-year-old. There's nothing they can't do now. They start very early.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh.
They do. Kids, they wreck everything.
What has your child wrecked? Honestly, I know when I've minded my sister's kids and one of them put the old bit of toast in the VHR player at the time.
The VHS,
that's always a beauty,
straight
isn't
in
it?
There.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, I remember Nay, my youngest daughter, when she was in nappies, very excited that she did the number twos.
Oh. Mm.
But she decided to try and paint with it on the brand new couch.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
Brilliant. Mm? Really nice.
What, what colour was the couch?
Lemon yellow.
Not afterwards.
Look, I think a yellow.
Can you get a better combo?
If it was a number one, it'd fit in quite well. But I think
it
if
wasn't.
If I had a lemon yellow couch, I'd put a turd on it too just to get rid of it.
No.
Lemon yellow.
It was 6'8". I could lay on this thing and it was so comfy. It was like a second bed. It was the best. Until then.
Now that you mentioned.
Lemon yellow couch. Sounds delightful.
I know. It did fit in at time.
I remember my younger brother. It took the handbrake off in the Tarago, in the van, and it rolled down the driveway and onto the road.
Oh, no.
What? At home?
Yeah, out the front. It was a busy road. It went down onto the road. It didn't actually hit anything. So that might be, you know, that's a good story.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But we want to know. 13, 27, 10. And we're going to reward the best caller with a kilo of Easter eggs.
Oh.
That's out of control.
That's what Nay might have eaten.
By the sound of it.
13, 27, 10. What did your kid wreck?
Oh,
simple that's what question. Lots of answers to that.
Best caller, going to get a kilo of Easter eggs.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.